Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 9, 2023. Turn judgments into mercy. Can a strong, connected Kabbalistic 10 overcome all the problems we encounter in life? Overcoming problems means accepting them as sent by the Creator, since there is no other force in the world, and then trying to convert these difficulties from problems into mercy through your connection in the 10, which is growing stronger and stronger. That is, we need to see that these problems come only to help us connect and advance even more. In this way, the Creator gives us the opportunity to connect and come closer to Him. The strong 10 is connecting so as to become one powerful force capable of cancelling all judgments, and even more to turn these judgments into mercy. Due to this, we connect with each other even more and rise up. If the Creator gives a person a serious illness, the most correct thing is to adhere to the Creator as much as possible, together with all the friends, with the entire 10. To pray all the time and ask to adhere to the friends even more tightly until you completely dissolve into them, as if you do not exist at all, as if you are fully dissolved inside the group. Through this, all diseases and all problems go away and disappear. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 4, 2023. Love, selected excerpts from Zohar for All. Due to disparity with the Creator. Question: Baal HaSulam gives an example of a rich man who feeds and gives gifts to a poor man. The poor man feels direct pleasure from this. But as he receives gifts, he begins to feel shame. We strongly dislike the feeling of shame because there is no reception in the Creator at all. Does shame also come from the Creator, or does it appear only in creation? Answer: No negative feelings come from the Creator, only positive ones. They are negative because our disparity with the Creator was created. The feeling of shame before the Giver exists only in creation. It does not exist in our root. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, December 4, 2022. Love each other for no reason. Comment: What would you wish for all people in 2023? My response: I wish absolute mutual love for all of us. We need nothing else. Love. Just to love each other. For no reason. Just for the fact that we all are people. Question: Is it possible to live like this, as you just said? Answer: It is possible. Question: What do we need to do in order to just love a person and all people? Answer: We need to understand that in nature there is nothing better than this feeling, this relationship, and all of nature is built on love. Everything that is concealed from us, in nature, in the upper nature, is just love. Question: Can we, if we all would want to, attract the force of nature? Answer: Yes, nature is waiting only for this. Love is the highest, strongest, and most central feeling and force in nature. Question: Is it possible to move from hatred to love just like this? Now I clearly hate someone, and suddenly some time passes and we move to love. Can it be, or is it a fantasy? Answer: We can do that. We are in such extreme states that are opposite to this feeling, that we can do it. It is because we see where we are coming to, where all our efforts and achievements disappear, everything falls out of our hands, and we cannot achieve anything. We are like blind, stupid puppies. This is how we live. It is terrible. I have no words. But if we ask nature to change us, we will receive such a change of forces, feelings, and qualities that we do not even expect, because the Creator is love. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 1, 2023. Conflict between friends. One of the important qualities in spiritual work is patience. One should grit his teeth, shut his mouth, and go through all states. This is what you do all of your life if you are dealing with the Creator, if He is standing before you, and His revelation and connection with Him is the only thing important for you, since He is really the only reason for everything that is happening. Where else can we go, and what else should we pay attention to? We need the commandment, love your neighbor, only in order to train and reach his qualities. Neither my neighbor nor I exist here, but only the way to reach the quality of the Creator. Question: is patience especially important during a quarrel? Answer: a quarrel is the appearance of a contradiction with the Creator, when he puts me in such conditions that I do not accept the picture that he paints for me. Question: in principle, when there is conflict between friends, is this also one of the elements? Answer: of course. They just do not feel it. If they are in a group, then this is a lesson for the whole group. They make a hole in the boat in which the whole group sits. When they quarrel among themselves, they break the unity of the group, and the whole group suffers from this. Nothing can be done here. In such a relationship, no group will achieve any spiritual ascent or revelation of the Creator. At first, all of this is forgiven and not noticed. Then it reaches such a state that we are obliged to work on ourselves so that the group is similar to the Creator. The relations in the group will always be terrible, nasty, awful, disgusting, and hateful, as in the example of the group of Rabbi Shimon, the creator of the Book of Zohar. But we must rise above this to love. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Conflict Between Friends, February 15, 2014. Signs of the Fall of Civilization. Question: nowadays everyone has his own opinion and everyone thinks that he should express it. What is a personal opinion and how important is it? Answer: the fact is that egoism has grown. If 100 years ago people were more modest and understood the division into themselves and others, into their own class and other classes, into social positions, and social culture, and knew whether they could say no, as well as where, when, and in what society, now all modern liberalizations have led to a state in which a person believes that he can do everything and everywhere. Freedom. As a result, having neither knowledge, nor culture, nor any skills, he is like a silk purse out of a sow's ear. This is what we see. First of all, such behavior is promoted and demonstrated by the media. What does it take to become a journalist? Nothing. Go and get hired. If you know how to write well, then you can immediately join a staff and that is it. And then? Of course there are top-ranking journalists, but they are more like analysts, knowledgeable people with a special mindset. This is already a profession, an internal culture. They may be above politicians. But how many of these are there? The rest are pencil pushers. They show young people how to crank out anything that comes to mind. Young people learn how to express themselves from these individuals, and this is how a generation grows. In each generation you can see by what kind of media they have been raised. And these mediums set the tone. If you look into it, the headlines are provocative, but there is nothing in the text. In general, all these cheap tricks teach people a disdainful attitude to the truth and to how one can express oneself. The main thing is to giggle and laugh at something absolutely empty because that is customary. Everything is based on this. But these are all signs of a fall. This is how all civilizations gradually died out. We are in the last period of the decline of our egoistic civilization, which includes a lot of different civilizations and periods, both in time and in the division of itself into many simultaneously existing civilizations. Today there are 6 or 7 of them in the world, not to mention how many different stages of human development we have gone through. Today it all is coming to an end. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Personal Opinion, December 26, 2013. Manifestation of Universal Egoism. After going through the period of the exploration of the land of Israel, the group of Abraham achieved a state where, from the desire manifested between them, they were able to create one common desire for mutual bestowal and love, in which they revealed the upper force, the Creator. In other words, they rose to his degree and came to an ideal state. But as soon as they reached it, even greater egoism began to manifest itself, because they took with them from Babylon all the huge egoism that was above them and related not even to them, but to the quality of bestowal and love. So, the universal egoism of the next, even higher degree began to manifest itself, which is inherent in all of humanity. The whole mass, not just this small group, although they were growing and strengthening in power all the time. According to Rambam, 5,000 people left Babylon, and when they reached the degree of the land of Israel, there were 3 million of them. That was 2,700 years ago. From CapTV's I Got a Call. History of the Jewish People, May 4, 2014. Michael Leitman, on Quora. Why is it so hard for people to listen to someone without interrupting them? Why is it sometimes very hard to listen to others? Due to our egoism and pride, where we primarily consider our self-benefit over everything and everyone else, it is common for us to hold certain disagreements with others' opinions. It might not even be a different opinion, but the sheer fact that another person is saying what I would want to say and not me is enough for me not to listen. The opinion itself is not so important. What matters is the ability to express oneself. Sometimes, a situation arises where one person pushes their views onto another who might have different views, and this gives a feeling that the one pushing their views is suppressing the other person's sense of self. It is because when we listen, we fall under the influence of the other person. Where are we in those moments? We seemingly become non-existent, which is why we feel a need to switch on our own mouths here and there. In other words, we should not enter into conversations in a direct and forceful way, even if what we say is seemingly right and to the point. There needs to be preparation. That is, we need to give the person we are talking with a feeling that they are right. We can then talk our hearts away with them, and afterward, when the other person has discharged themselves, we can then start turning the conversation little by little. Based on the video, why can it be so hard to listen to other people? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Telmand Elbaum. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.